Not much precipitation fell across the Midwest yesterday, and it looks as though dry weather will continue to be the rule over the next 2 days, mainly because of a strong high-pressure system that's going to settle into the region. That high-pressure system will be responsible for pushing cold air across all of the Midwest and into the interior southeastern parts of the country. Frost and freezes will be possible both tomorrow and Thursday mornings, and we'll likely see the same occur on Friday in parts of Virginia and North Carolina one last time. The cold this morning was rather impressive across parts of the Midwest, a little bit colder than expected in a few locations. Temperatures slipped into the teens and 20s across the northern plains. We saw freezes down as far south as northeastern Missouri and a couple of locations in northwestern Illinois. It looks like the temperatures are already rebounding fairly quickly this morning. We'll likely see the temperatures warm back up this afternoon into a reasonable range. In fact, these temperatures are not all that unusual for this time of the year. That's important to keep in mind. Of course, with all the 80-degree temperatures that occurred earlier this month and last, we certainly look at this as being a cold forecast. In reality, it's much closer to normal. And the next 2 days will likely bring in some colder-than-usual conditions. Keep it all into perspective. Low temperatures tonight will likely fall below freezing across a very large portion of the Midwest. Most of the lows, though, will be in the 30s, and a few upper 20s will occur in quite a few locations across the heart of the lower Midwest. Hard freezes will be common in the upper Midwest, eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern and central Iowa, and northwestern Illinois. We'll see lows in the middle and upper 20s, and there will be some more upper teens in a few locations in the eastern Dakotas and or northwestern Minnesota. The freeze line will likely reach all the way down to the Ohio River, although temperatures in the Ohio River Valley itself will probably not get very far below freezing, but will flirt with it for most of the morning tomorrow. We'll see the temperatures again cold as we get into Thursday morning, and at that point, I think freezes will occur south of the Ohio River, Kentucky, portions of northern Tennessee, and some areas in western Virginia and western North Carolina will likely see freezes on Thursday morning, and we'll expect those to retreat to the northeast as we move into Friday morning. The USDA crop progress yesterday reported that some of the crops have advanced a little bit more significantly across parts of the lower Midwest than previously thought. Parts of Missouri and Illinois both reporting some heading wheat, most of which, of course, was in the south, but even northeastern Missouri reported a small number of fields that were in the heading stage. And the same kind of situation was common in Kentucky, and areas to the south, of course, are more advanced with heading and even some flowering suspected in some of the interior southeastern U.S. Crop damage potentials over the next night or two will likely be greatest in these areas south of the Ohio River, and those areas will see frost and freezes. No hard freezes will occur, but because the crops are more advanced in those areas, the potential for a little more notable damage is a little higher. I still believe most of the Midwest will come out of this period without much in the way of permanent yield-reducing losses, but there will be many fields that have some kind of at least a leaf mass burning resulting from the cold. Rain is expected to move across many areas in the Midwest as we move forward through the end of the week and into the weekend, and there will be a second storm system during the middle part of next week, and between the two of them, there will be plenty of moisture across most areas. The moisture deficits from Illinois and Indiana southward into the Delta will likely be greatly reduced. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.